Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
The Skim Show is brought to you by listeners like you at patreon.com/frogpants. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back doing it. Well, we're not doing it. We're on a show. Hey, YouTube rejected our last version of the video of the show.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't tell you about this. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Okay. The reason that they did it, as best I can tell, is because, well, okay, the thing says objectionable content, meaning advertisers wouldn't want to do advertising on the show because there's too much content that's objectionable.
Is it on the walls behind me or something?
That's the thing. We don't talk about anything objectionable. It's not like, you know, horrible things are being said or anything. I don't get it.
That may have been someone else's idea of a joke.
Oh, maybe.
You have to wonder.
I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, but who would do that? That's YouTube doing that. That's a robot going, we sense beep, boop, beep. We sense a disturbance. In
the force. Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty jacked up, if you ask me.
Nick, did you have anything to do with this?
He didn't do it. Did you, boy? Nothing.
What?
Good news, everybody. We're back. It's the January 24th, of the 2019 year.
Of the 2019 year.
Yep. And Kim's sitting there. I'm sitting over here. And we're going to have some fun. And do a little Scott and Kim show for you.
As always.
A little early, though, right?
A little bit early. Half hour early.
We got people coming over. We got dinner. We got stuff.
It's family dinner night.
Yep. Taylor's coming.
For those that don't know.
We'll talk more about her in a second, because there's news on that front.
Yeah.
Hold on. These are pissing me off. Alexa, turn off right. They're so bright on me. Thank you. That's better. No, they're good. The main light I want on, because it helps Mom have better light.
Wow. I really look bright orange.
You look less orange than I do. We do look like we're in a...
in two different places?
Yeah, or like we've been filtered or something, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. I wanted to mention something real quick, though, just to fill people in. The dog, Boomer the dog...
Boomer.
Who had the stitches, not really stitches, the metal clamps, staples.
She had staples in her leg. They got her in there today, and they took him out.
Yep,
she looks great.
We took her into the Staples, and they very quickly pulled them out. Office Depot wasn't interested, so we did it at Staples. No, they took him out. There, she's done. It's all healed up. It just looks like nothing now, hardly.
It's just a little scar, and she's starting to walk on the leg a little bit more every day.
Yeah, and more today than usual because I think she was holding it because of that weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew there was like there's a scar thing if I jerk too hard. I don't know. She had some.
She jumped up on the bed today for the first time in 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You don't like her up there, though.
I don't mind Boomer up there.
Oh, it's the other dog. I see. Kim's a little biased toward Boomer.
A little biased.
Yeah. She doesn't like the dog I love the most. It's okay.
It's all right. It's totally fine.
Hey, it
all works out.
It's sepia skim.
It is sepia
that's
skim.
That's what this is, everybody. It's old timey. It's old timey.
I don't want to look old timey.
Why?
I don't know.
It's fun. Listen.
I'm more sepia than you are.
It's old timey time with old timey Scott and Kim.
A little old-timey skim.
It's pretty old-timey.
Skim milk.
Well, probably enough of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the dog's all good. And now the big news. This is freaky, this business here.
It's not freaky.
It's a little freaky.
Yeah, nah.
Come Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
If something doesn't happen before that, and it doesn't look like it will, Taylor Johnson, my daughter.
Taylor Straw.
Sorry. Taylor Straw Johnson. Johnson Straw. Wait, how do you do it?
Johnson Straw.
Taylor Johnson Straw. That's how you do it.
Our right? oldest.
Our oldest.
She'll be induced next Wednesday.
She's getting induced.
Yes.
Now, do people know what that means? That means you go in there and they punch you in the gut real hard.
Okay, that's terrible.
No,
stop.
They don't do that?
Gosh, that is terrible.
What, Nick?
That's questionable
content. That's your questionable content. I don't blame them now.
Well, of course nobody's going to punch her, but they got to induce the...
No, they induce labor, and hopefully by Wednesday, and not too long, hopefully it's not Thursday if she waits that long,
yeah.
We will be grandparents.
I don't know, man.
I'm excited.
This came way too fast.
We're going to be Nan and Pops.
Nan and... Oh, it's Nan. That's... I couldn't think of it this morning. It was Nan... It was Nan. Nana or Banana or something.
Nan and Pops.
Nan and Pops. I'm Pops. You are Nan.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. And I'm fine with that.
Can't
I don't
wait.
Care. It was
Cannot
originally
wait.
It was Poop on Gizmo, but that changed. We're not doing that anymore.
Well, I don't think they'll be able to say it for a long time.
Yeah. And it's not inducted, it's induced.
Correct.
Is there a difference?
Like they're people, not being inducted into the Hall of Fame, no.
You don't get inducted. No, you do get inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You don't get induced into the Rock and Roll Hall
Correct.
Of Fame. Right?
Correct.
Okay. And she's how old? She's 20 what now?
She's 24. She's okay. almost 25.
I have a 24-year-old daughter. She's getting married. She's
been married for 4 years.
She's been married for 4 years. She's having a baby is
she's
what I'm trying to say.
She's having a baby next week. You're really flustered by this. Being
I am
a little
freaked out by it.
Grandpa? Johnson.
I'm excited about it, but I also feel her nervousness, and I'm having a little
yeah.
bit of sort of parallel, what's the word? Sympathy pain? Going
yeah,
on, I'm feeling
that.
That for her because
you have some empathy.
I have way too much of it. It makes me physically
you
like
you can't have sympathy for someone having a baby. You've never had one.
Yeah, not sympathy.
Empathy.
Because sympathy is if you've had your own baby.
Correct. And, I can have sympathy for her because I've been there.
Hey Nick, feel free to just pipe in anytime. It's fine.
You should at least get on.
We should. You can be on anytime.
You should
you
at
want.
Least get on a mic, buddy.
Yeah. He's got
just
ideas.
He's yelling across the room.
He's like the producer in the back there.
He's just yelling, that's your questionable content.
So anyways. So
Scott's nervous about being grandpa.
Yeah,
and
I'm not ready for this. I'm supposed to be an immature idiot the rest of my life. I can't be a grandpa.
You can still do those two things at the same time. Watch. Just watch.
Just watch. It'll happen. You seem pretty sure of that. Like I'm
pretty sure of it. Yes.
Okay.
Feeling pretty confident with that.
Yeah. It's just all a little much, but...
That is not questionable content. That's what's going to be.
And this isn't about me, obviously. It's about my daughter, and I want her to be safe and healthy and have a happy pregnancy ending to this. I want it to all go the way it's supposed to. I want the doctor to go, perfect, and then just wipe his hands clean and go away.
Like, I thought you were slapping the baby's butt.
No. I don't think I get allowed. I'm not allowed.
No,
grandpas aren't allowed to do
not.
That. But
you can just get to spoil them and play video games with them, and I will make lots and lots of cookies.
It's just it's a stage of life. I really, honestly, it seems so far
it
away.
It seemed so far away.
Even a year ago, it seemed like a million miles away.
Yeah.
So to get this status in my 40s is weird, but also kind of cool, but also weird.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So here we are.
Here we are.
On Wednesday, we will most likely be holding a small child in our arms.
Oh.
Yeah. So we still don't know his name. They won't
tell
us.
Still don't know his name. It's okay. Totally fine.
We know he's a boy. That's it.
Yep.
Stem is on the apple. You know, that's an old Cosby thing. I should stop saying it because Cosby's gross now.
You probably should stop saying it.
He used to say the stem is on the apple. But he had his stem out.
Yeah,
you know
stop.
What I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. So the point is, that we can start grandparenting book. We should do the parenting book before we get too late on the grandparenting, right?
Yeah, we need to move on that.
That'll
be the sequel. Grandparenting for nerds.
And they only have to be a few, like a couple years old to do that. So we'll do this, and then 2 years, you do a follow-up.
There you go.
The kid's old enough to pee in a real toilet, and then you're good. Anyway.
As opposed to a fake toilet? What are you talking about?
One of their little, they get the little mini ones like Taylor used to do.
I see.
What was that called?
The little training toilet.
Training toilet. It was like a little plastic toilet unit. And then then they would graduate onto the thing that sat on the toilet.
They could, when they were tall enough to climb up there.
Yeah.
Without falling in.
And then... I love that video of that kid that's running through the house saying, my poop is coming, my poop is coming. And he's just running through the house screaming. That's what Taylor and Dylan are going
to
have soon.
We're looking forward to.
Yeah. So let's do a few normal skim things today. I'm going to start with an email. And then we got some voicemails.
Awesome.
Very exciting.
Very.
Here's the email. The first one from Tristan. I assume a dude. Let's see.
Doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. I
know. I have friends named Tristan that are girls.
You know, didn't they all get named that right after that freaking bad Brad Pitt movie? Isn't that when everyone named their kid Tristan? I think so. I'll ask. Ibbitt's kid's name is Tristan. I should ask him.
You can ask.
Because I think it was all, what was it called? When the Wolves Come for You. Nope. Out in the Wild.
Nope.
Here we are. Here we are in the woods. What's it called?
Someone's going to tell us.
Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins, the kid from E.T., Aidan Quinn was the other brother. Oh, geez.
Oh, why can't I think
Brad
of that?
Brad Pitt. And into the fighting with the bear at the end.
Wow. Into the fighting with the bear.
Yeah. And that not the one with...
Legends of the Fall. Nice. Well done.
I was close, though. See how close I was?
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
I was right on it, honey.
You were right on. You were right there.
Anyway, he wrote in, this guy, Tristan L., we'll call his last name.
L.
Subject to skim. The message is, hi, Scott and Kim. I love the show. Regarding the grandparent names, if Kim is going to be called Nan, then Scott needs to be Granddad. Nan and Granddad is the traditional English names, as far as I know, and personally, it's my favorite. Man doesn't even imply someone old necessarily, and although Granddad kind of does seem to conjure an image of an elderly person, it sounds more like a spry or hip elderly dude, at least to me. Ha ha.
Granddad.
Yeah, it's Grand. So he wrote Granddad and then Granddad later. So I don't know what he's trying to do there. But anyway, so I figured Scott would have chose Grandpappy is what he thought I was.
Grandpappy Johnson.
No. Why?
No, because I had a pappy. My great-grandfather, we called him Pappy.
He had a beard a mile long, and we used to curl it and put it in braids.
No, he didn't even have a long beard. It was Pappy Jack. That was my dad's dad. Dad's grandpa.
We'd soak it in gumbo and then gather around the beard at Christmas and smell it as little children, right?
Gross.
Well, these are old Southern traditions. It's, you guys, it's fine. You can admit to them on the show.
Yikes.
Old Grandpappy's beard gumbo.
It was
anyway,
Pappy Jack. Yep.
He goes on to say, thank you for being an amazing role model for what I think a marriage should be. You make me aspire to have that in my life. I fear sometimes I get complacent and lazy, and you guys make me want to try harder and not to take the one I love for granted. Rock on, Tristan.
Oh, rock on. That's great.
It's very nice. But since we're a fraud,
thank you.
We're a fraud, though. Right?
Are we?
I keep hearing that. People keep...
only the one person. Everybody else has been very nice about it.
I did get a follow-up.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
People are cynical. I get it.
Well, that's fine.
Nick, can you tell people whether or not me and Mom are like we are or not? What I mean is, like, are we on the show the same kind of people we are normally?
Yeah.
With the hesitation?
What
I mean is, okay.
He hasn't really listened to the show a whole lot.
Okay, well, that's bad. You should say that. Say, well, I really haven't heard the show. Don't go,
well.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one question, though. I have a question.
What?
Does the person keep listening? Is that where there was a follow-up?
Different dude.
Because the first one said, I can't listen to the show anymore.
Yeah, and the other guy, and he disappeared as far as I know, but the guy who followed up, just seemed to be, he was more like, oh, I understand why people would feel that way. It just doesn't seem realistic, man. And then, but he's, as far as I know, he's still there.
Okay.
So there you go.
Right.
The answer.
He hasn't listened to the show.
It's
only
fine.
From where he is now.
It's fine. I tease because I care. You want to hear voicemails?
Sure.
This is going to be fun. First time ever on Skim. We have voicemails, and you guys really bellied up this time. So let's take a look at the first one. It's a question about relationships.
This is John from Seattle, 38 male, long time listener, first time caller, long time caller.
Wait, when he says 38 male, he doesn't mean like
his
pants size.
He sounds like a cop.
Like his pants are 38 men's. Is that what he means? Okay.
No.
That's what I wear. I wear 38.
He's 38 years old and he's a male.
When I get skinny again, I used to wear 40s. I now wear 38s. And then, no, I wore 40s, got down to 32. Now I'm back to 38s. Time to get back down to like 34.
Okay. But John.
Anyway, let's finish this
Let's finish this.
Yeah, here you go.
Quick question for you guys. I'm 38, about ready to turn 39 this year. I had a girlfriend who was living for the longest time in Atlanta, Georgia. We'd been on and off for about 7 years. But of course, as the name goes, I'm not here in Seattle. She was in Atlanta. We had to part ways. So my question real quick to the short end is basically, I had always gotten hooked up with women basically through communications with my friends. I've always been set up that way. Being as old as I am and being as geeky as I am, how do I go about by finding a great girl who's also into geek things and is basically within my age range? Also, question number two, I guess, on this, does the Tadpool have like a dating site or some sort of dating network? Let me know any suggestions, tips, comments, or whatever you guys got. I'll take any and all suggestions. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay.
Okay, so I first of all, I was going to say the follow-up question was about the Tadpool. I was going to say the best way to find someone is going to things that are in that realm of nerdiness, being a geek, being people your own age. Things like Nerdtacular and things like BlizzCon and Comic-Cons, things like that. You're going to find your people there.
Yeah.
Most likely, they're going to be the same ideas. I understand what you mean.
Same interests and stuff, sure.
Interests. They'll want to play D&D with you.
The concern would be, in my mind, would be if he's... It sounds like one of the problems he has is that he's having long-distance relationships, and part of this would be, I need to meet somebody closer, or somebody who's...
Yeah, Georgia to Seattle, that's a huge jump.
That's a lot. So I would say your local Comic-Con, your local nerd meetups, and there are tons of them everywhere.
Yes.
So
there are getting to be more and more of them, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I've noticed that in the last 5 years, I would say they've doubled up on just different conventions and things, but that's... Figure out what your interests are, what you want them to be interested in, what part of your nerdiness... Mm. And then hit those places.
But look at us, though. You don't have any of those tendencies.
Yeah, that's true.
I shouldn't say that. You enjoy certain things. It's just, you're not just like a, like you won't play, you don't really play video games.
I didn't grow up playing video games. I did not grow up reading comic books. I did not grow up doing any of the things that Scott did as far as the nerdy side of him.
Yeah. My nerd side was definitely not in your
thing. And I was a little more into sports and a little more into things like that. And so, when we found each other, it was more like we just knew. I don't know. You meet that person and you find common interest in what you like to do together.
Yeah. But I actually think the differences are good in our case. And also, it isn't like we can't gain appreciation for the other side. Like, there's certainly, you're super into the MCU movies to the point that you won't even watch trailers. You're so excited about them.
Yes. I won't say you can't grow to love the same things.
Sure.
You can meet someone in a coffee shop somewhere that has not been to a Comic-Con or been to all these things that you're talking about, and you guys could totally hit it off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that you can't find it almost anywhere. You just have to find the person that when you meet them, there's a common attraction, there's a common, I don't know, you just find things you like to do together.
I was good looking at 23 or whatever I was.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm grandpa.
Now you're...
or will be.
So good luck, John. I think that's super cool that you're looking for her, and she's probably out there.
Yeah. And
you sound
like a fun 39-year-old dude. Yeah. You don't sound old at all to me.
And it sounds like you're adventurous. If you're willing to do that kind of a long-distance relationship, then, you know, you'll find someone close. And
you're like 10 years younger than me. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. And also, I remember being on the verge of 40 thinking, oh, my life's ending now. See you, everybody. This is it. It's not like that at all.
No.
It hasn't stopped me from feeling like all of these numbers are dumb when you get to them. But the truth of it is, it doesn't matter. Like, there was a guy on a stream yesterday. I was talking about it this morning on TMS as well with Wendy. But there's somebody on the stream who popped in and goes, who's this old guy playing this game? I was playing with these guys. And I took immediate like offense to it. I'm like, what do you mean old? What's old to you? You don't know anyone over 50? Like, it didn't, to me, it wasn't computing. And then I remembered, wait a minute, this is somebody who just hasn't, it hasn't hit them yet that they're aging at the same rate everyone else is. Yeah. And they will either eventually attain that season status or they'll die early. So one
that
way,
was nice
well,
of you.
My point is, it's a dumb thing to get hung up on and people shouldn't get hung up on it, but. Why was I bringing that up? I don't even know. Oh, he's going to be 40. He's going to be 40.
He's going to be 39.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said, 38, 39. You're right.
Yeah. But right. Keep in mind, too, that there are tadpole meetups and meetups from this group all over the place. So,
yeah, we've had multiple marriages come out of the tadpole. We've had people meet each other at events, sometimes just over, met each other online, are happily together now, some married, some not, but still together. If you go... hang around in the Facebook group and all that kind of stuff.
Seattleites, go find him.
Oh, yeah. Find Josh. We have so many people up in Seattle. It's ridiculous.
It's a great place. Yeah. It's really a lot of fun.
It is cool. It's a little overcrowded and things smell like pee downtown. But other than that,
it doesn't.
A little bit. That's what people live there
just
tell me.
Just meet up with the tadpole at Pike Market and Pike's Place and just go hang out.
Yeah. And if you smell.
Oh, I loved it there.
If you smell pee, don't freak out. It's just what it does. It's that San Francisco both smell like pee.
It's not true.
Nick, did Seattle smell like pee?
He's not in here anymore.
Man.
And it didn't. I was with him.
I couldn't see if he was there. All right. There's your first call. Let's try a second one. I like these. These are good. Here's one with a teacher with a question. Here you go.
Hi, Kim and Scott. I've been a TMS listener for several years, and I'm loving the new Skim show. Keep it up.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm a teacher, and it's parent-teacher conference tonight. It's been slow, so I pulled up the new Skim episode and have been listening to it between drop-in visits from the parents. And it got a little hairy there for a while when talk of the worst pope, Cardinal Virginia, was happening. I was worried that a parent would walk in the room at the exact moment of the JJ drop. Like when your parents forbade you from watching The Simpsons as a kid and you tried to sneakily watch it and inevitably they'd walk in at the worst part of the episode. Yeah.
Okay,
and
that
the best
may have
part
been
of
our
all of this
content.
Is that I work at your alma mater. Yep, the sweet sounds of Scott Johnson's anatomy talk are still echoing down the 700 hall. So, yeah. And
there's more to this, but I just wanted to take a moment here. Because this reminds me of when you said when you were younger, your parents would be in the other room. Your parents were super hardcore and stuff. They would not allow anything like The Simpsons to be on. Like you just had to avoid everything that wasn't like PBS level freaking Little House on the Prairie kind of stuff.
Okay. Well,
it's true,
pushing.
Right?
Okay. Well, there were some more. I mean, we watched The Dukes of Hazzard. We watched Knight Rider. We watched all those.
Yeah, but Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider,
they're pretty chill.
Empty-headed chill, sure.
Anyway,
this is a thing I remember. You telling me and your parents confirmed it. They would, their little sneaky thing to do on a Friday night was to stay up and watch Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you would go hide at the base of the bed with your sisters and they wouldn't know you
would
were there.
Sneak in.
And
it
you'd watch
great.
Miami Vice.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh.
It reminds you of that.
You believe that?
Okay, finish his call.
Okay,
let's
sorry, here you go.
Anyways. Episode's over. Crisis averted. My real question for both of you is, do you sous vide? I've been working on perfecting my flan recipe in small mason jars for the sous vide. So curious if you guys are cooking with one of them yet. Appreciate all you do for keeping me sane on the long days. Thank you, Daniel.
All right. So
sweet, Daniel. Yes, we are sous viding things. I have not tried flan, though, which sounds very, very good.
I didn't even know you could do that.
You don't like flan. That's
no, I do like flan. Is the one that's set on fire?
No.
Oh. What am
that's
I thinking
creme brulee.
Of? Oh, I like creme brulee. I don't like flan.
Flan's a little more jelly-ish and you didn't like that.
It depends on who did it.
Depends on how thick the custard was.
We had one that was good at that. Remember that Mexican place near where we used to live?
Yes.
By the barbecue place? They had a good flan.
Some of them are good. Hey, Nick. Some of them are good, but I haven't tried it with a sous vide. I think that would be fantastic. I think I need to try that.
Yeah. We haven't sous vide anything lately,
yeah,
and that's stupid.
We've done a lot of meat. We've done some eggs. Nice.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. It's new. But yes, love the sous vide.
Yeah, it's awesome, right? We love it. That thing's the bomb.
So I'm going to have to try the flan.
One of the best steaks I've ever had outside of that thing. And it wasn't fancy meat or anything. It just was better. It was better
it was
in
really
the sous vide.
Tender, yeah.
Take it out, charred on the grill, boom.
Yep.
Bob,
that
your
was
uncle.
Fantastic.
He still has stuff at the end of this call. Let me see what this is. Because he said goodbye, but there's more. Hold on.
My name's Daniel. Not thank you, Daniel, but thank you, comma, Daniel. Or as the kids here call me, Mr. Raisin. Thanks, guys.
Oh, man. You know what? Teachers rule.
Yes, they do.
I want him to know that. If I could do it again, I'd go back and I'd get a teaching. I could still do it, I guess.
You could.
But I would love to teach. Now, I know they kind of are famous for not making much money. But I would just, I could figure out a way to teach during the school year and summer would be focused on
you do your shows at
my
night.
Stuff. And I'd still do my shows at night because I feel like, I don't know, there's always been this feeling like, why aren't you doing that?
Because
why aren't you
cool.
teaching junior
kids
high
cool.
art or something?
I would do high school. I would definitely teach high school if I did that.
I would probably do junior high because I know what a nightmare junior high is. And I want
to
help
as well
those
have
kids.
Have them have a good place, safe place to be.
Yeah, I want them to feel better about their day for 1 hour at least.
For art. That would be great.
But I would love to do that. And the chat room says, unlike wealthy podcasters, that's not us.
No kidding.
That's not us at all. But
maybe it would be better to be a school teacher.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, it might
it
be all right.
Be at least, you know.
Could be a little better.
You just never know.
But I just have this innate desire to do it, and I never have followed up on it. And I've had it since I was a kid myself, and I don't know. I had recently this kind of smacked into my face a little bit because the teacher I had in seventh grade who changed my whole, really my life, honestly, this art teacher I had named Mr. Winterstrom, crazy last name, but he was amazing. And he saw in me what I wanted to do and he knew I was going to do it. And he was just giving me all the tools and all the right words to do it. Like, yeah. I feel like of all the adults in my life, that guy's like number three in my life. And I found out recently that he passed away in like 2014 and I didn't know it. And I was really upset about it. Like,
you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. But no, I was upset. I mean, I had tried to reach out to him in years past, but I would never have the right email. And I knew he had retired and, you know, all this stuff. And I wanted to try to hook up with him again and just let him know how important he was to this entire venture, to everything I wanted to do creatively in my life. And I never did get to have that conversation. It really, really bums me out. I reached out to his widow recently just to see if maybe she wants to chat about him, but I don't know if she will or not. She hasn't answered. She doesn't use Facebook very much.
Well, so. Daniel, just know you're making a difference.
Yeah, that's the what I'm trying to say. And so part of me is like,
it's really cool to be a teacher.
If I don't ever do at least something, like go volunteer for an hour a week or do something, I feel like I'm not being true to that
field of art. What?
I don't know. Just kind of that thing he left with me.
You'd be a great teacher. It's true. You'd make a difference.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So we're gonna see what happens. And I did reach out and talk to him. Oh, Wicked Kittens. Yeah, she's answering her own questions. all right, here's a final call. This is a parental rules question, okay? So no making out or touching butts, basically.
Parental rules.
Here it is.
Scott and Kim, this is Wes from Texas, Westward sometimes in Twitch chat. I have a question. Are there any strange parenting rules that you've had to make for your kids through the years that you never realized you'd have to make? So my wife and I, we have four kids, and one day we had to sit all of our kids down and tell them that it was not okay for them to wipe boogers on the wall in the bathroom. never thought I'd have to say that, but I was just wondering if you guys ever had anything weird like that happen in your family. So, all right, have a great day. Love the show. Bye.
Okay. Gosh, I wonder if we can relate to this one. I mean, I'm not going to give any names here.
But one of our kids did do that. And well, we had to make that a rule. Like, oh my gosh, first of all, go get a Lysol wipe and let's clean that up. That's disgusting.
You'd walk down the hall and go, what is that?
Why? Why?
And, yeah, I still don't know why.
So yes, we definitely had to do some different rules for different things.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. It's totally fine. I have some weird ones now.
I haven't thought about that in years, but.
Like Nick's got his headphones on, so he can't hear this, right? Nick, can you hear me? Can you hear me? He can't hear you. Okay. He's got his headphones on over there on the other side of the room. There's a rule right now. If he brings down like a big plate of food, he's busted. He's in trouble. He can't do it. He's not allowed. Because what happens is he'll leave like a plate of wings there for like a week. And then a dog will find it and then choke to death, right?
We don't want that to happen.
No. So we're super hardcore on this rule that it only exists in this part of his life because when he was younger, he didn't have his own desk with his own computer and his own video games and stuff.
He's an adult now.
He's in voting age. Let's not
call
him an adult.
He's voting age. Okay. Yeah.
Let's say legally he's an adult.
Legally, he still has to listen because he lives here.
But yeah, like that's a thing that we had to institute recently.
And enforce a little bit.
Yeah. So even now, as they're older, you do it. But when they were little,
I think that's a rule in a lot of people's houses. Don't eat anywhere but the kitchen.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. But, so it's not really a weird
whisper into the microphone.
I just don't want him to know I'm talking to about him because he'll get mad at me.
Okay, move on.
Well, no, I really want to keep going here. So wait, I got another one. So like when the kids were little, I'm trying to think here, what was a weird thing? One of them was wiping boogers on the wall, so that was fun.
We had get readies.
Oh, one would never, ever, if she had to pee, she would hold it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I guess that narrows it down to two. There's two, I have two daughters. One of them would hold it and just sit there and you go, okay, it's time to go. And she'd go, just a second. Hold on. Just sit there. And we're like, dude, go when you need to go. And then she would just always hold it and it would hurt and she would then finally pee and then be fine, but just refused to pee when she was.
I think that was more of she just was afraid to miss out on something. Yeah. And I think a lot of kids go through that with
different things,
whether it's not, they don't want to go to bed or whatever.
Yeah. So we had this thing where it's like, if you have to pee, you freaking pee.
Go when you need to.
Yeah.
We had to make it a rule. That was kind of weird, but.
Yeah. And also when you go to a dollar store and they're little, pick the thing you want and get out of there. Like
some of them have a hard time making choices.
The time I spent in dollar stores, if he added it up, I don't know.
It wasn't really that long, people.
I could have read three or four more books. Like big, thick books. That's how much time I spent in there. Of them going, I don't know. Just get the dart gun. Yeah, but I really want the other thing. It's a dollar. It's a dollar store. Anyway.
Just pick one and go.
Thank you for your calls.
Yes.
You can leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. Questions, comments, stories, jokes,
whatever.
We'd
love to hear from you.
Yeah. Shorter the better, though. These were all perfect.
They were perfect, yes.
So do them at around 30 seconds, up to a minute maybe, cap max. Anything longer than that is too long. But if you want to do something in that range, we would love to hear them. 801-471-0462.
Okay.
Now, before we do anything else, this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
Well, let's find out. Now, I know you haven't really prepared a ton, but do you have anything you want to mention as like a quick tip, foodie thing?
So everyone knows I'm on Pinterest. The Lady Internet, as Scott calls it.
Yes.
But Lady I've been Internet. Pinning a lot of breakfast things. I like breakfast for dinner, and it goes around really well here. Especially with one that's a pescatarian.
So hold on, are you saying just like pancakes, waffles, bacon?
Yeah, but I found the other day, I found a two-ingredient pancake recipe.
Wait, hold on, what's in it?
It was bananas. Do you remember I made these for Dylan's birthday?
No, I wasn't here, remember? Something happened. Where was I?
Oh, you know what? I think you were down recording something.
I may have been a show night. Or I was somewhere and I didn't get them. And I was pissed.
Yeah, I remember because you came up and you were like, what do you mean you had pancakes? And I didn't even get any. So it was just bananas and eggs, and you mix them up and make pancakes. They were absolutely so good.
Yeah.
So when you're, you know, low in ingredients, it's getting to be the end of the month, the end of the week.
Well, what made the cake part? The bananas made the cake part?
Yeah, they kind of fluffed up, which was crazy. I thought it was weird.
I mean, I love bananas as a flavor, so I'm cool with that. But
they turned out great.
Okay.
And so when you're, you know, getting to the end of the pantry items, try to find something that's a little less ingredients, and breakfast is one of those ones for us.
Yeah, we do like that. And you do that really good, I like that breakfast casserole thing you'll make.
Yes.
But we usually do that in the holidays, though.
Yeah,
I guess
we could. I mean, we've made little mini ones.
Yeah.
Chat room's really good.
Where can I find these recipes? Where can I find these?
Pinterest.
I know. Well, they're Pinterest, but we've been bad about...
I know.
It's not your fault. It's my fault. I need to set something up for you, and I just haven't done it.
Scott's fault.
I've been busy. It's been a lot going on.
We're
going
to work on that.
You know, we're going to TMS Vegas in April, and y'all are invited. A lot of you, some of you may not listen to TMS. You're like, what? Don't think of it as like exclusive to that show.
No,
it's like Tadpoolers.
It's Tadpoolers. Anybody that's interested.
Yeah, it's basically Nerdtacular Junior at Vegas. That's what it is. And it's really fun.
There's a block of rooms set aside if you use a code.
Yep.
You have that code.
VivaTMSVegas.com, and it'll tell you what the code is. And we have some cool plans. We're still working them out because some of this is in the air, but it's all going to be good. It was great last year.
Yeah, last year was a bunch of meetups and concert and
it was great.
Swag bags and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. And if we can swing it, we're going to try to have our nephew's band play there. I don't see any reason why we can't.
I think they're up for that.
Yeah. They're always down to clown.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll let you guys know. But if you want to be part of that, let us know. It's super easy to do that. And go to the website, TMS, no, Viva TMS Vegas.
Viva TMS
or maybe it's
Vegas.
Vima. Oh, hold on.
Wow.
Vima. Viva TMS Vegas. Yeah, I thought it was TMS Las Vegas. It's not. It's just Vegas. Viva TMS Vegas. Let's see if Brian updated the site. He was going to. Yes, he did. We are 91.
He did what he said he was going to do.
91 days, 17 hours, and 54 minutes away from the morning stream in Vegas.
91 days
Las
away.
Vegas.
You have time to plan it.
Yep.
It's a great vacation weekend, fun time in Vegas.
I think you got the dates wrong again. Let me check. He's so funny. He did this on the show today. Let me just look real quick. He says the 26th through the 27th. I thought it was the 25th through the 26th.
No, 26th and 27th are Friday and Saturday.
Oh, well, then I'm a dummy.
Then, yeah.
Oh, you're totally right. Those are the right dates. Yeah.
They are the correct dates. 26th and 27th of April.
Yep. Big details
right
coming soon.
Spring break time for students.
Yep.
And
use the code at the Plaza Las Vegas Hotel, SPTMS19. So there you go. And it's all on the website. So go check it out. Okay. I think that's it for the show. So tonight, what are we doing tonight with the kids?
It's lasagna night. It's Italian night at this Johnson house.
Oh, that sounds good.
French, well, no, not French bread. I bought this really good cheese bread that I'm making garlic bread out of. And I've got two different lasagnas, one with meat and one without, and then a big salad.
Do you think it's possible to eat too many of these? Do you see them?
The Lifesavers mints.
I ate a lot of these yesterday, and I'm going to be honest with you. This is just a little fun side note. For all you guys listening
this is
at home,
be TMI.
Maybe a little bit. This will get me kicked off YouTube.
This is our problem right here.
Every fart today has had a tinge of spearmint or wintergreen.
I don't think anyone needed to know that.
I didn't think they did either. But look, I'm here to inform people. If you guys want to not make my mistake, I just unwrapped another one. If you want to not
eat it now, aren't you?
If you don't want to make my mistake, don't eat too many of these. I ate like 10 of these yesterday, and that was enough to.
To really taint all of the
well, or maybe make everything nice. Maybe
it's nice and flowery. No, probably not.
I'll let you know tonight when we're when I give you the old Dutch oven.
Oh my gosh,
it's
going to
be fantastic. It'll be great. You know it will. You know it will. Don't deny it.
Okay.
That's it. That's the show, everybody. We hope you enjoyed
it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I guess we'll be back next Thursday unless something weird happens with the baby and stuff. But by next episode we'll be. Grandpappies and grandmammies.
Ugh.
I know.
That's
Think
what they were called. It was Pappy and Mammy.
Yeah, Pappy, Mammy, and the rest.
And the rest.
Here on Gilligan's Isle. Have a fantastic week, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thanks for being here.
See
Anything
ya.
Else, honey? Any final
That's
words?
That's everything.
That's it? That's all?
That's all of it.
Oh, find
That's
me on Twitter at Scott Johnson. The show's at frogpants.com/TMS. You can send emails there as well. Or you can send us a voicemail, 801-471-0462. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
See you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Gosh, that is terrible.
What, Nick?
That's your questionable content. I don't blame them now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.